The title of my message today is The Evil is Also Among Us. What is the title of my message? The Evil is Also Among Us. How come we light bearers and Laodiceans have the tendency to denounce others' sins, which is good, but sometimes we need to do a serious introspection of ourselves to see if we are not guilty of the same sins that we judge others committing. So the objectives of the message, first, help us make an accurate introspection of ourselves. Second, I need you to be with me, please. Denounce our own shortcomings. Three, be able to accurately denounce the sins of Babylon. Four, prepare for worse to happen in our midst. And fifth, meet the challenge. Let us pray. Dear Father, we have already prayed, but prayer is key to success. The goals of this message have been spread out, laid out, and people have heard, both here in this church and online. Please, put on my lips everything that you want me to say, and open ears that need to hear to practice. Forgive our sins. Give us love for you and for others. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? All right. So I'm asking you to keep your Bible open. In Genesis chapter 18 and Judges chapter 19 and chapter 20. We will read extensively today, as usual. Genesis 18, Judges 19 and 20. And if we have to go somewhere else, I will let you know. And it came to pass, if you go to Judges chapter 19 with me, go to Judges, stay right there. Judges chapter 19, verse 1. And it came to pass in those days, when there was no king in Israel. So when there is no king, what happens? When there is no king, what happens? You do whatever you please, whatever you want to. Am I correct? Let's say that there is no president in America. I'm telling you, people will take it to the street. They will kill, they will destroy, they will steal, they will do anything. That means when there is no law, there is no sin. That there was a certain Levite sojourning on the side of Mount Ephraim, who took to him a concubine out of Bethlehem, Judah. That's the first thing. Let me tell you, a concubine back then was not someone that you are dating or with. Somebody that you live with, somebody that you marry. That's how it was. When you have a first wife, and then you decide to take another one, the other one is called concubine. All right? At that time, verse 2 said, and his concubine played what? What was she playing? Judges 19, verse 2. Do you have it with you? Okay. What was she playing? The whore. prostitute, a Levite. What is a Levite? What is his position? A Levite occupies a spiritual position in among God's people. Do not sleep. Do not slumber. And this concubine went away from him, from the Levite, unto her father's house. Where did her father live? To Bethlehem, Judah, and was there 4 whole months. Verse 3. And her husband, loving her, arose and went after her to speak friendly unto her. That's love. When you have someone that you love, for some reason has left, if you truly love that person, you need to go after her and talk to her kindly. Do not try to discourage that person even more, to make her life even bitter. Go talk to her. And that's exactly what this man was doing, having his servants with him and a couple of asses. And she brought him into her father's house. When he got there, when the Levite found her, she had decided to take her husband to her father's house. And when the father of the damsel, Jamaican would say damsel, am I correct? Saw him, he rejoiced to meet him. That's Judges 19 verse 3. That's normal thing. Now we will jump down to verses 11 and 12. Keep your book, your Bible open. That's where we will find the message. The message will not come from me. It will come from the word of God. You, my friend online, also keep your Bible open to see whether what I say is from the Bible. And when they were by Jebus, the day was far spent. And the servant said unto his master, so let me give you the what happens. After a few days spending with his father-in-law, he has decided to go back home with his concubine, along with his servant and the asses. As they went back, what happens? And when they were by Jebus, which is Jerusalem back then, the day was far spent, and the servant said unto his master, come, I pray thee, and let us turn into the city of the Jebusites and lodge and eat. And what was the answer of the Levite? Verse 12. And the master said unto him, we will not turn aside hither into the city of a stranger. Back then it was not the capital city of Israel. It was a strange city, not belonging to the Jews, that is not of the children of Israel. We will pass over to Gibeah. Now, Gibeah, or in Ramah, or Ramah, I don't know how you said it, this was a city of Israel. Gibeah was a city in Israel. All right, let's go. Verse 14. And they passed on and went their way, and the sun went down upon them when they were by Gibeah, which belonged to whom? Benjamin. Gibeah belonged to whom? Can somebody tell me who was Benjamin? Eh? Son of Jacob. He was the baby son, baby brother. Baby brother of Joseph and the other ones, and baby son of Jacob. Thank you. And they turned aside thither to go in and to lodge where? In Gibeah. And when he went in, he sat. Now, what I'm talking about now, verse 15, this man, the Levite, and his concubine, and his servant, and two asses, this man has decided, because there were no place for him to lodge, and he stayed on the public place. As he was there, because the text says, for there was no man that took them into his house to lodge in. Nobody giving hospitality to the man who was a Jew as well. Back in the days, you should be hospitable. Am I correct? If you see somebody passing by, traveling, being tired, you just receive him into your house and take care of him. No money to pay. Verse 16. And behold, there came. So the old man took them in. Who did the old man took into his house with him? He took the Levite, his concubine, and who else? Probably also the servant. And he provided provender for who? For what? For the asses. Let us read. And behold, there came an old man from his work out of the field at even, which was also of Mount Ephraim, and he sojourned in Gibeah, but the men of the place were Benjamites. The men of the place were what? Benjamites of Israel. What is the title of my message? The evil is also among us. Follow me closely, please. I want to recall that Benjamin was the last son of Jacob, as I said earlier, and Ephraim, the second son of Jacob. When they grow, they increase in number, they got many land, and they have children and properties all over. All right. Let us read verse 17 and verse 18. And when he had lifted up his eyes, he saw a wayfaring. That means someone who is traveling. A wayfaring man in the street. The old man saw them. Of the city. Where did he see them? In the street of the city. Okay. Because he didn't have any place to live. And the old man said, whither goest thou? And whence comest thou? Or comest thou? And he said unto him, we are passing from Bethlehem, Judah, toward the side of Mount Ephraim. From thence am I. And I went to Bethlehem, Judah, but I am now going to the house of the Lord. Where is he? Was he heading? To the house of the Lord. And there is no man that receive me to the house. Verse 21. This is Bible history. So he brought him into his house. and gave provender unto the asses. And they washed their feet and did eat and drink. Now, passenger, buckle up. Passengers, buckle up. I will not go deep into certain things. I will not do that for respect for God and for the sake of the children. Believe me. Verse 22. Now, as they were making their hearts, what? Merry, behold, the men of the city, certain sons of Belial, beset the house round about, and beat at the door, and spake to the master of the house, the old man, saying, what? Bring forth the men that came into thine house, that we may know him. Who did that? Benjamite. From what city? Gibeah. Who are they? Israelite. Who are us? Adventists. Israelite. All right. Verse 23. And the man, the master of the house, went out unto them and said unto them, nay, my brethren, nay, I pray you, do not so wickedly. Do not so wickedly. Seeing that this man is come into mine house, do not this folly. The old men call it do not so wickedly, and the old man said, do not this folly. I want you to notice that this man, the Levite, was a servant of the Lord. And the men of the city came to do what you just read. Who were they? Verses 24, 25. Behold, this is what he said. Behold, here is my daughter, a maiden, and his concubine, his own daughter, and the concubine of the Levite, the old man said, them I will bring out now, and humble ye them, and do with them what seemeth unto you. But unto this man, please, do not so vile a thing. Do not so wickedly. Do not what? The other one. Folly. And do not so vile a thing. The Bible calls it vile, wicked, folly. Verse 25. But the men would not hearken. That means they would not hear. They would not listen. So the men took his concubine and brought her forth unto them, and they knew her, abused her all the night until the morning, and when the day began to spring, they let her go. Verses 26, 27. Then came the woman in the dawning of the day, and fell down at the door of the man's house where her lord was till it was light. Verse 27, part of it. The woman, his concubine, was falling down at the door of the house, and the hands were upon the threshold. She died. After one whole night of what you heard and you read. You read the rest. You can read the rest when you get back home. Let's go to Genesis. Let's go to Genesis chapter 18, verses 1 to 3. And I want you to compare this section of the history I'm not done with. I will come back to it. I want you to compare what happens to the Levite and his concubine and what happened in the time of Lot and what is happening in our church now, our church, our Seventh-day Adventist church, as I'm talking to you. Verses 1 to 3. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plain of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. Who sat down in the tent door in the heat of the day? Abraham. Abraham was sitting there. It was hot. It was a summer. You know, when summer comes, every foolishness springs up. Verse 2. And he lift up his eyes and look, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground. This is the action of Abraham receiving three men. And you know who those three men were. One of them was Jesus Christ. And the two others were angels coming down from heaven to see whether what they have heard in heaven was so. If it is so, then. Verse 3. And said, my Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. All right. Verses 16 to 18. And the man rose up from thence and looked toward Sodom. The three men, Jesus Christ and the two angels, as they were leaving, and Jesus sent the angels away and stayed back with Abraham, and you will see. And Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, Shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? What will the Lord do? What will the Lord do? Verse 18. Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. Verses 20 to 22. And the Lord said, Because the cry of whom? Sodom. Everybody knows about Sodom. Whether you are Seventh-day Adventist or not, whether you are Christian or not, everyone knows about Sodom. Leave it on, please. Everybody knows it. You don't have to speak too much about it. When you say Sodom, everyone in the street, everyone in the school, everyone everywhere knows about it. Okay. But the Bible said the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great. And because their sin is very grievous, very bad, we just read, do not so vile a thing. Do not so wickedly. Do not that folly. The Bible calls it a vile thing. That's the Bible. vile thing, and now very grievous. And Jesus said, verse 21, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which is come unto me. And if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from thence and went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. Why was Abraham standing before the Lord? What would be the reason why he stood before the Lord while the angels went to Sodom to see whether what was said about this, about Sodom, Gomorrah, and the plains, the cities of the plain, was it real? Why did he stand back? Verses 23, 24, 32. And Abraham drew near and said, wilt thou also destroy? This is the consequence of that sin, sodomy. Wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? And this is not a message that we should hide or silence. This is a message that should be spread abroad all over. They need to hear it because there is consequence attached to that vile sin. And Abraham said, peradventure, there be 50 righteous within the city. How many? 50. 50 righteous within the city. Will thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? Sodom was a great city. A big city, prosperous city, wealthy city, rich city. Many people went there to live because it was a place where you can make merchandise, you can make money, you can be rich. That was one of the reasons Lot has decided to pitch his tent over there. But because of prosperity, of wealth, riches, science, knowledge, Abraham asked God whether he would destroy that city if there were just 50 righteous men in it. Verse 32. And he said, oh, and the Lord said, no, I will not destroy the city if there are 50 righteous men in it. 50 in a city? Think about New York City. I'm not even talking about Elmira that has about 27,000 human beings. I'm talking about New York City. Not even 50? And not all of them are doing the same, but there are some people who are endorsers, who are supporters, who are compromising. Verse 32 said, and he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. This is a fifth time that he will ask Jesus. He said, for 50, for 40, for 30, for 20, this time 10. Will you find 10 and kill the city, destroy the city anyway? Peradventure 10 shall be found there. And he said, the Lord said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. I will not destroy it. I believe that Lot. You know, we say low in French. I was about to say low. We say low in French. Lot. Abraham was pleading for his family. Because he wanted them to be spared, to be saved. Let's go back to Genesis 19, verses 1 and 2. Don't forget, I will come back to the other one. Hopefully, I can go faster. And there came two angels to Sodom at even. And Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them. And he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. The same thing that Abraham did, Lot, his nephew, did also. And he said, verse 2, behold now, my Lord, turn in, I pray you, because they were in the street at night. In the street at night, you better not do that. You better not stay in the street, in the wicked city at night. Anything can happen to you. These vile people, if they're not converted, will do anything to you. You cannot stay in the street. Please, go in my home. And wash your feet, and you shall rise up early and go on your ways. And they said, nay, but we will abide in the street all night. You don't know what you're talking about. Verses 3 and 4. And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in unto him and entered into his house. And he made them a feast and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. But before they lay down, the men of the city, as it was in the time of the Levite. Before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round, both old and young. Both old and young. Yesterday I was watching a video. Two men in my age or a little bit older than me got married in a Seventh-day Adventist church. Because I know that the message will be long. That's why I cut it a little bit short to say that, if I forget. Both old and young. And the people from every quarter, coming from every quarter of the city of Sodom, come past the house round about. And what was their request? 5 to 7. And they called unto Lot, and said unto him, where are the men which came into thee this night? Why? Is that your business? Is that your business for me to receive into my house anybody? What do you want to know? And they called unto Lot and said unto him, where are the men which came into did this night, bring them out unto us that we may know them. I don't want to go deeper. And Lot went out at the door unto them and shut the door after him and said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. The same thing. I want somebody to tell me if this is not wicked. I need anybody to tell me if this is not wicked. It is wicked. And there are consequences attached to that wickedness. Eight and nine. Behold now, I have two daughters. The same thing that the old man said, my daughter and the concubine. Behold now, I have two daughters which have not known men. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do ye to them as is good in your eyes. The same thing that the old man said. Only unto these men do nothing. For therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. And they said, stand back, my house. Stand back. And they said again, this one fellow came in to sojourn, and he will needs be a judge? Now will we deal worse? Now will we deal worse with the two lot that then with them, and they pressed Saul upon the men, even Lot, and came near to break the door. Can you understand that? And people are afraid to address this issue. People are afraid to talk about it because there may be some retaliation, or you may lose your job, or you may be the target. By the way, Target, you remember, was boycotted last time because of LGBTQRS plus immorality they put on the shelves, and the people said, we will not buy from you anymore. But it did matter too much because there is a company called BlackRock. BlackRock is the company behind them to promote the LGBTQRS immorality, even in the church. BlackRock said, we will force their behavior. It doesn't matter if you are church or organization, whatever you are. They said, I saw it with my own eyes, heard it with my own ears, we will force their behavior to accept homosexuality in the church, not in the church, anywhere. Ten to 12. But the men put forth their hand, talking about the angels, and pulled Lot into the house to them, and shut the door. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, because they were actually blind, spiritually blind, morally blind, ethically blind, and God has blinded them, physically speaking. And pulled Lot into the house. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door. Verse 12. And the men said unto Lot, hast thou here any beside? So the angels will talk now to Lot to ask him whether he has any family members to go get them, because we will destroy the city. Notice, two occasions, they forced their will upon God's children. They forced their will upon the Levite, a man like them, and they forced their will upon whom? Lot and the angels. There's a lady who was a pastor, a Seventh-day Adventist pastor, whose name is Alicia Johnson, who was a bisexual pastor. She has decided of her own self to resign. Not that we have fired her. She has decided to fire herself. Last time, the Potomac Conference has received her to speak to the church, while Pastor Stephen Ball, who is a honorable pastor, was refused to speak to the same people. As it was back then in the time of Lot, in the time of the Levite, so it is in our church now. The evil is also in our midst, and we need to address it. Otherwise, God will hold all of us accountable. I said earlier at the beginning, this message may not be addressed directly to anybody in the church now, but we need to spread it. Let me go faster, because I don't want to. There is a lot to cover, but I need to go faster. And for we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxen great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord hath set us to destroy it. Verse 14, and Lot went out and spake unto his sons and in-law, which married his daughters, and said, up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy the city. But he seems as one that mocked unto his sons in law. This is the same thing. You said that if you do this in the church, if you do this with your body, if you do this in society, there will be consequences. You will lose your life. And they believe that it is hate speech. What is hate speech when I'm talking for your own benefit? When I'm talking to save your life and you said hate speech? Verse 16, and while he lingered, Lot has decided, what shall I do? God said, get out of here. And while he lingered, the man laid hold upon his head and upon the head of his wife and upon the head of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him. And they brought him forth and set him without the city. Without the city, outside of the city. And it came to pass, verse 17, 19, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, escape for thy life. Escape for thy life. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. Where did God send Lot and his family? Can somebody tell me? I see somebody babbling, but I didn't hear. Escape to the mountain, not to the plain. Not to the plain, to the mountain. That's one reason when I came here in 2018, I love this place. I love the mountains. And when I have to escape, I will go to the mountains. Will they find me? I don't know. Will they kill me? I don't know. I don't care. What do you care about? I care about my eternal life in Christ Jesus Christ. If you take it, Jesus will give it back to me. Amen? Amen. And Lot said unto them, oh no, not so, my Lord. They told him to the mountain. He said, no. I don't want to go to the mountain. This is the reason. Behold now, thy servant hath found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast showed unto me in saving my life. And I cannot escape. I cannot. God said, go there. I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me and I die. The Lord said, okay, I give you that grace. You can go to the city. Where did he want to go? To a city, a small city called Zoar. Z-O-R, Z-O-A-R. Now, I came to Elmira. I said, I came from Atlanta, one of the largest cities in America, in the world. Beautiful city. And I said, okay, I come to a small city. I will not see the same evil that I've seen in Atlanta. I saw greater sins here in Elmira and in Atlanta. There's one church down the road that dedicates itself and put the flag of the LGBTQRS immorality. Church Street. Nobody can say you have never seen it. They need to know. Sometimes when preachers are excited, because we keep silence. And now finally, when we have to speak up, we speak up. No matter the consequences. No matter the consequences. And the Lord allowed him to go to Zoar to live there. But you know, a few days after, he believed that
that city would be a quiet, a good city, moral city, ethical city. I don't know. When he got there, he found the same thing that he saw in Sodom and Gomorrah. So he has decided to leave the city to go to the mountain. And God, right after, destroyed Zoar. Let me explain you what happened. When the Levite opened the door and saw his concubine on the floor. And she was dead. I don't want to say what he has done to the concubine. But he sent the pieces to the 12 tribes of Israel. And in the morning when everybody woke up and saw pieces of human being all over, they asked themselves, what is this in Israel? And they inquired and they found out that it was the Levite doing that. And the Levite explained what happens when he was coming. I'm sorry, when he was coming to the house of the Lord, and that he didn't find a place to live. And then an old man took him in. And then the men of the city come past the house round about to do what you know with him. And they did what you know with that concubine. And then they consulted with the Lord to ask the Lord whether we need to go against Benjamin. The Lord said, you can go. After two wars with the Benjamite that they have lost, they inquired from the Lord one more time if we need to stop or if we need to keep going. And the Lord said, okay, go now and I will kill them. God killed 25,000 of the Benjamites, all bearing weapons. And then the soldiers of Israel went in the city of Gibeah. They destroyed everybody. Even the beasts were destroyed. Consequences of the sin. The sodomy sin. People are trying to change the Bible to put their own vocabulary, to put their own word. I don't know what they want to do with the Bible. But the consequences will be the same, even if you change words in it. The consequences will be the same. Let me try to finish. Oh my God, too much. You people, too much, I'm telling you, too much. So, it's been about a month. The United States government has decided to send to Jamaica a gay couple as the United States representative. You may have heard about it. The United States of America has decided to send over to them a gay couple. And you've got to see a picture of them. The prime minister, who is quote-unquote a Seventh-day Adventist, said, no, we cannot accept them. It is against our law. And the government said, okay, you will pay the consequences. Yes, I want to pay these consequences, not the other one. And then the America said, okay, your ambassador needs to leave the country by the end of the year. And there is a feud now between Jamaica and America over that. America wants to force its will upon the foreign nations, particularly the poor one, because of their money. Jamaica said no. I don't know if they will accept it or not when they are, because money is, when you see money, people, okay. Money. I don't know. The general government, the governor general of Jamaica is also a Seventh-day Adventist. He is the one that can ratify every law over there. Last time,
July 27. I'm trying to close. I'm just trying to close. But I will read something that Pastor Mio has sent me when I was chatting with him over this issue. So there was a young girl, when she was 12, was forced to transition. You know this word? Do I need to go deep? Leave it here. Leave it here. A young girl in her family's home who didn't feel good in her body wanted to be loved, taken care of, and doctors have decided to ask her to transition. And you know, here in America, particularly in California or in a democratic, I would say democrat state, they want to force their will on you. Even if it's immorality or not, they want whatever. It is their way or no way. In California, it is illegal to talk, to ask people not to do these things like transgenderism, which is a sin, which is immorality, which is not natural. And then what happened? That lady, this July 27, 2023, went to Congress to talk about what happened to her. And she asked them, please, not to endorse, not to do anything in favor of transgenderism. And now she's trying to re-transition. She was a girl transitioning to a boy. Now she wants to come back to the boyness. Boyhood? Okay. Thank you. From girl to boy, from boy to girl. And unfortunately, the wicked doctors cut everything that she had when she was 16, something like that, to transition her from girl to boy. She said, I lost everything. And she asked Congress to have mercy and to prevent that from continuing in the country. This passing week, no, last week, July 27, 2023. Oh, let me read what Danny Shelton, the president of 3ABN, talked about it in two different messages. The first message is called, if not now, then when? The second message is, can the church affirm LGBTQ? And we have angels, we have La Sierra, we have different entities in the organization that have welcomed that movement, which is so sinful, that provoked the error of God on on Sodom and Gomorrah and the plains and the cities. The same will happen one more time. And God said, Sister White says something that Seventh-day Adventists will be hit by the wrath of God. If God has elevated us so high and then we go so low, it's going to be a big deal. And Sister White says, Pastor Mew said it to me, as men multiplied upon the earth after the flood, they again forgot God and corrupted their ways before him. Intemperance in every form increased until almost the whole world was given up to its way. Entire cities have been swept from the face of the earth because of the debasing crimes. And sodomy is a debasing crime. Debasing crimes and revolting iniquity that made them a blot upon the fair field of God's created world works. The gratification of unnatural appetite led to the sins that caused the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. God ascribes the fall of Babylon to a gluttony and drunkenness. Indulgence of appetite and passion was the foundation of all their sins. Brothers and sisters, I don't know. I would that the church have much more attendant. 300, 400 to hear that message and spread it over. You are here. Your job is to spread it with the love of God, even though I speak with boldness, but it is not hate speech. I'm just trying to save as many as would. Many of them are giving up their bad habit and giving their life to Christ for their salvation. So we need to pray for them and love them because Jesus has died for them too. May God bless you. Thank you, Lord, for the message of love and compassion that you sent to your children here in the church and wherever they may be. Let them understand that you love them, even though the consequences of sin, whatever sin it is death. Bless your church and send us home. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.